librarian found sleeping in a tree. We were being observed by large animals, at least as large as we were, wearing hand-tooled belts and tie-dyed t-shirts. Chopin was trailing through the buffalo grass, and not even he was just like himself. One more moment was needling its way, a word crossed out, then left sitting on the page like a retired prison guard. We couldn't have been happier, but we should have been. That was after I was younger, when I knew boys liked to shoot things. They like to explode what refuses to be theirs. They don't know how to get things to come to them in the hands of others, tamed and willing the way girls do, one boy after another exploding for them. That was before you were asking for it, and I gave it beneath the old bottle tree. After that, I missed a birthday party, thinking, how boring, thinking, someone's getting older and I'm supposed to be happy. But I wanted to be with myself, so I didn't go. That party was for me. Had a great time. There's something living in the library, they say. And at night, when the books are locked up, and I can't go home because I've learned home's not there anymore, that's when I know it's me there unshelving the scent of wild yams and a thick, soft tickle of insects. If the grunt is soft enough, it ignites. I'm collecting sweet stories to tickle my stomach. This tells me I'm a good provider and leaves condensation behind, filled with everything I haven't understood. I have a couple of legs that do what I ask, but it was my thinking that grew milky and slipped under the couch like a warbling stream. So I sing it, and if you sing it, it's a song. The deliberate music's in the library now, and if there's still a guard, he's busy drinking in the comforting absence of superior patrons who would sign their names to petitions for all things good and casually volunteer to help with the annual sale of unwanted readers and persistent dark thoughts. Deep as alfalfa roots I sink, frail and legendary, breaking the earth's damp, musky cellar as far as 130.5 feet down, to be exact. Oh, blistered moon, oh, streetlight winking, I might say, as if I knew how to survive inside, rising from book, root, to stem, to limb, to sleep. A chattering chandelier of chickadees lights the innocent branch. A sleeping bird is not a creature, but a book of unread flight.